Shalom, אנחנו לומדים את מאמרו
של הרב. We'll be reading Rabash's article, What is a Cup of Blessing Must Be Full in the Work? We'll be reading from the Passover booklet, page 185 in the English version. You can also find it in the writings of Rabash or in the archive. Although here we'll be starting with the paragraph which begins with to understand the above. You can send us questions live on kab.tv, and some relevant to the lesson may be aired here. Av Leitman, please. We can't hear you, Av Leitman.
The whole matter of Passover, Pesach, is about coming out of the will to receive, out of the control of the will to receive, into the will to bestow. From the control of man's nature to the control of the Creator's nature. From this moment on, we already begin to be adhered to the Creator, and we need to develop a situation when we are becoming more and more similar to Him. We get into more and more degrees of the spiritual world. Therefore, the state of the Exodus from Egypt, from our ego, from our will to receive, is so important, so special. There is nothing more important than the Exodus from Egypt. This is the difference between a man who is living in his own quality, his own degree, which he received from birth, which is animate, a beast, to a man who resembles the Creator. This is why he is called Adam, human. When he starts to take on the Creator's form over himself after the Exodus from Egypt. So, Kabbalists need to tell us about it in all kinds of different forms so that we will understand what it is about. This is why they speak about such words, such customs, and everything that there is in that group called the people of Israel, who came out of Egypt. We think that it has to do with some nation and their customs, but no, it only has to do with them because this group came out of their ego, and this is why we have to pay attention to these customs. All in all, they seem to us as religious customs, but it's not about religion. It all pertains only to the change of human nature. This is why when he tells us what is a cup of blessing should be full, must be full in the work. So what is a cup? What is blessing? What does it mean that it must be full? What does all of this symbolize to us? Actually, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, we don't need any symbols. I mean, corporeal symbols. We only need internal changes. How much I, inside of me, become similar to the Creator. This is what is important. All of the external actions have no significance, but it is only in order to explain to us what we have to do internally. To the extent that I understand, feel more and more these inner changes that I need to go through, then I understand what these external words or symbols, cup, blessing, must be full in the work, etc., what these things need to symbolize to me. So let us read it and learn the internality of these things. Please.
What is a cup of blessing must be full in the work? The Passover booklet, English version, page 185. To understand all the above, we must remember the whole order of the work that we were given to do, as it is written, quote, which God has created to do, end quote. We said several times that there are two opposite discernments before us, which are called, one, the purpose of creation, which is his desire to do good to his creations, meaning for the creations to receive delights and pleasure. 2. The correction of creation, for the created beings to strive to bestow upon the Creator so that he will enjoy. That is, the will to receive for oneself wants to enjoy, and the Creator gave him this desire, but he relinquishes this desire and wants only for the Creator to enjoy. It follows that the two are opposites. Hence, it is hard work to achieve such a desire called desire to bestow contentment upon one's maker and relinquish the desire for self-benefit. In order to be able to emerge from the control of the will to receive, we must begin in lo lishma, not for her sake, meaning for our own benefit. In other words, by observing the Torah and commandments, he will be rewarded in this world, as it is written in the Zohar, that he will have life, health, and sustenance. Otherwise, he will not have the option, he will not be able to enjoy the corporeal life in this world. When a person believes this, he has someone who compels him to observe the Torah and commandments. This is called believing in reward and punishment. Meaning that he observes the Torah and commandments because he is afraid of punishment and expects to receive reward. Sometimes the reward and punishment are expressed in a person as reward and punishment in the next world, where there are the Garden of Eden and hell, and this is the reason compelling him to observe the Torah and commandments. And since from lo lishma we come to lishma, for her sake, meaning that the light in the Torah illuminates to him, that there is a different manner of reward and punishment, where the reward is to be rewarded with adhesion, dvikut, with the Creator. At that time he can feel the greatness of the King, that this is the reward he expects. And he regards it as punishment when he sees and feels that he is separated from the life of lives and that he is far from the Creator. To him, this is the biggest punishment. It follows that even when a person already has some sensation of Torah and commandments, which the lo lishma has caused him, when sometimes he begins to feel a little bit of the greatness of the Creator, this causes him to want to annul before the Creator as a candle before a torch. At that time, a person cannot understand why he wants to annul himself before the Creator now, and annul all of his own reality before the Creator. Rather, this comes to him as though it is a natural thing. Meaning that even though one does not understand what is being done with him now, that he wants to annul himself, but in reality, so it is. This is called an awakening from above, where a person's hand does not reach. Hand means attainment, from the words, when a hand attains. Meaning that a person does not understand why he wants to completely annul himself before the Creator. However, later, when the awakening departs from him, a person begins to yearn to achieve annulment before the Creator and wants to obtain the feeling he had while in ascent, But now he begins to see how far he is from this, and all his organs resist such ideas as annulling self-benefit, and that all his concerns will be only about how to bring contentment to his maker. At that time, he sees that the world has grown dark for him. He cannot find a place from which to receive vitality. And then he sees that he is in a state of descent and lowliness. When he comes to such a descent, he sees that no one has such bad thoughts. However, one should believe in the sages, as such thoughts come from above, meaning that from above it is desired that this person, who now wants to approach the Creator, will suffer descents, because by having descents, he will feel the need for the Creator to lift him. This is as it is written, quote, he lifts the indigent from the trash, end quote. That is precisely when he feels that he is in the trash, meaning that all these things that he regarded as trash, as animal food, who eat the waste that people throw in the trash, and of which they say that it is food that is unfit for human consumption, as he himself says during an ascent. But now, when the Creator wants to bring him closer, a person should feel his lack. And then he can receive a feeling for the lack. It follows that precisely when a person is in the trash, and from there searches for his food, when he sees to what state he has come, after all the labor he has given in order to obtain the desire to bestow contentment upon his Maker, then he can make an earnest prayer. Yet a person does not always have the strength to believe. However, when a person is already standing near the place from which he will receive the help from above, and near means that the kli, the vessel, meaning the need for the desire to bestow, is far away from him, then he sees that only the Creator can save him. As Baal HaSulam said, this is the most important point in man's work. For then he has close contact with the Creator, because he sees 100% that nothing can help him but the Creator himself. Although he believes this, still this faith does not always illuminate for him, showing him that specifically now is the best time to receive the salvation of the Creator, and that specifically now he can be saved and the Creator will bring him closer, meaning that the Creator will give him the desire to bestow and emerge, and he will emerge from the control of self-love, which is called Exodus from Egypt. In other words, he comes out of the control of the Egyptians, who afflicted Israel and did not let them do the holy work. And the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry rose up to God. And then the Creator brought them out from the exile in Egypt. In other words, since the people of Israel felt the enslavement and wanted to escape from this exile that where the Egyptians were enslaving them, when they came to this important point of feeling their lowliness, the Creator brought them out of Egypt. This is as the Ari says, when the people of Israel were in Egypt, they were already in 49 gates of Tum'ah, or impurity. And then the Creator brought them out of Egypt. This means that they already came to the worst lowliness, the lowest that can be. And then the Creator brought them out. It follows that when a person sees that he is in utter lowliness, he should believe that specifically now is the time when the Creator will bring him closer. And if the faith does not shine for him then, in that place, he flees the battle. It follows that the whole order of the labor that he gave was seemingly for nothing. But later, he is given another awakening from above, and once again he forgets what he had during the descent, and thinks once more that he will no longer have descents, and so on, repeatedly. A person needs great mercy in order not to flee the battle. Although he uses the counsels that our sages gave, saying, quote, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice, end quote, but the person says that he has already used this advice several times to no avail. He also says that he already used the advice, quote, he who comes to purify is aided, end quote. And it is as though all the counsels are not for him. Thus, he does not know what to do. This is the worst state for a person, meaning that he wants to escape from these states, but has nowhere to run. At that time, he suffers torment at being between despair and confidence. But then a person says, where will I turn? At that time, the only advice is prayer, to offer prayer. Yet this prayer is also without any guarantee. So it follows that then he must offer prayer. To believe that the Creator does hear a prayer, and everything that one feels in these states is to his benefit. But this can only be above reason, meaning, although the mind tells him that after all the calculations, you see that nothing can help you, he should believe this too. Above reason, that the Creator can deliver him from the will to receive for himself, in return for which he will receive the desire to bestow. Then, when a person receives from the Creator the desire to bestow, he becomes whole with the Creator, meaning that he has been rewarded with equivalence of form, which is called unification. At that time, a person is considered unblemished, since all of man's blemishes are that he has bad thoughts about spirituality. That is, instead of feeling the importance of holiness, of Kedusha, that it is a very important thing, when he wants to annul before the Creator, when he has love of the Creator because of the yearning for the Creator, to him, it is the opposite. Meaning that he feels the resistance of the body. And all this comes to him for lack of faith in the greatness of the Creator. And how can he approach the Creator with the blemishes he has within him? This is the meaning of our question, How did they say that one who has a blemish shall not approach? For it means that he no longer has any choice to be able to approach the Creator. In other words, the verse, "Therefore choose life," was not said about him. Can this be said? However, in the work we should say that a blemish means a lack, meaning lack of faith in the Creator. Thus, quote, "all that has a blemish will not approach," end quote, meaning that he cannot approach the Creator. Instead, he must first correct his blemishes, meaning to do good deeds with the aim to be rewarded with faith in the Creator, that the Creator watches over the world as the good who does good.
I think that actually it is clear what, all in all, Bara Sulam is explaining to us. We need to use all the means that Rabash and Bala Sulam wrote to us about: the group, the study, the order of connection, love of friends, as much as we can resemble in the building of our structure, a spiritual pursuit, a spiritual structure, then the Creator, according to our efforts, will bring us closer to Him in shining more and more on us. Then we will feel, first of all, what is the gap between us and Him in our character, in our qualities, and how much we can accordingly ask of Him that He will take care of us and correct us so that we will resemble Him. This way, we will advance. So, any advancement includes the opposite state from the Creator, where we discover our own nature, who we are, and resembling the Creator, where we somehow achieve identification with Him. And then again, our true situation, that we are the opposite of Him, and once again, the state of resembling Him, coming closer to Him. And this way, through descent and ascent, descent and ascent, this way we constantly come closer more and more. These descents and ascents are both in quantity as well as in quality, and it is important for us to be in high frequency of descents and ascents in order to accelerate the process and reach the revelation of the Creator, adhesion with the Creator, complete adhesion. So please, if you have, preferably according to this, if you have questions according to this, then I'm willing to answer. Petach Tikva 24.
Yes, Rav. I wanted to ask. The article says that a person needs to grow stronger in faith in the Creator, to believe that the Creator can help him. So my question is, there are two approaches to this, to asking the Creator for help. One, well, the Kabbalists told me to do this, and the other reason is that I truly believe that the Creator is the only one can help. So how much does it influence and affect the prayer, the fact that I truly believe that only the Creator can help?
Well, this is according to how much a person receives an illumination from above called faith. Then he is adhered to the Creator nevertheless, and he feels that this is what is leading him forward. But if one doesn't have the light of faith, then he's not capable of doing anything. He will then be as a beast, dependent on his body, Well, it's either dependent on the body or dependent on the soul, let's say. That's the only way it can be. Now, in order to attain the light of faith, we have a few means. It's to awaken it through the group and by turning to the Creator and exertion above, as much as a person can come closer above reason. Okay?
Haifa VG 3.
Haifa VG 3.
Rav,
what is the meaning of health and sustenance in the text?
Well, either we accept this on the corporeal level, health and making a living, or we see it, perceive it in the spiritual level, health and being able to make a living. Health meaning in order to bestow and making a good living. Sustenance mean how much according to this intention of in order to bestow, you can actually perform actions and shift or move this state through from the Creator through you to others. This is making a good living or sustenance. Sustenance is whatever a person gains, whatever he takes to his home, to himself. What does it mean to himself? How he, through himself, through his group, let's say, how he passes it on to the whole of humanity. Our home, our storehouse, to which we move all of our merchandise that we receive, that we gain, it's humanity, because we can bestow to them. This is how it is how we explain it, usually. Petach Tikva 32.
In the text, it says that one needs great mercies so as to not flee the battle. What does those mercies, the mercy, receiving them, what does that depend on?
Fear. Fear that the Creator might throw me off the path. No one has a guarantee. There are great people, there are even, do you know what kind of incidents when the Creator gives a person some spiritual illumination and the person thinks that this is it, he's already in spirituality, and by this the Creator seemingly silences him. And the person is in that. So, we need to be as an ox to the burden and a donkey to the load and walk in that way, meaning as much as possible to be adhered to the group and to the Creator that needs to be revealed in the center of the group and not to pay attention to the states that I'm going through. It's as if, as much as I'm going through, I'm only attached to this. This is the only thing I want. And I yearn only to my profit. That is not worthwhile for me to be in. But rather, the most important is to the opposite. How much can I pass on to others? The Creator is the one who, on the one hand, is above me, on the other hand, below me, following me. Meaning, on the one hand, it is the upper force, which I do not attain, God. On the other hand, I dwell within my own people, that He's in the people, in the group, in humanity. That's where I discover Him. This is why I am in both directions, on both sides, connected to the Creator, both from above, also from below. And this is how I need to detect Him. There is Kadur Baruch Hu, Elokim Adni, all kinds of appellations for the upper force. But what I really want is I want to get forces from the upper force and as much as possible to arrange for him the place, what we call to build the temple, arrange for him a place in the lower ones, in all the dwellers of the world. I need to bring them these words of correction so that they will be able to correct themselves and connect between them in a nice, good way, and to bestow to them the method of correction so that the Creator will be able to be revealed among them. This is really our goal. Each one of us and all of us together, we need to see in that our goal. And we are advancing towards it. We need to see how much, let's say, this coronavirus and other kinds of actions that the Creator recently is taking humanity through, how much by that He's helping us to implement these corrections in humanity, bestow to them, and bring the Creator closer to them and them closer to the Creator. And we are as the conduit.
Latin America too. Tenemos que pasar por...
No, you're not better.
No, sorry, that's not okay. No. No, you have to correct it. You have to fix it. So, we have no more questions then. So we will move on to...
Petach Tikva 18 have a question.
Oh, I didn't see them. Look, for me, they put it in such a way that the question is outside of my screen, the question mark. Petach Tikva 18, please go ahead.
Petach Tikva 18.
Rav, shumea?
Ken.
Rav, can you hear me?
Yes.
My question is, when a person comes out of Egypt, meaning the will to receive, to do that, must he go through 49 gates of impurity? And if so, well, what are the 49 gates of impurity?
Well, let's put it this way. When you see that there is nothing good in you, that you can't believe that you might have any kind of salvation, that you are in the bottom of all the bottoms, in the lowest, deepest pit, and you have no chance to be corrected. And this is actually the state of the darkness of Egypt. When you would very much have liked to come out, but you realize that this applies to everyone, but it's not for me. I am lost. Then the King of all kings is revealed, as we call him, and he redeems them. Then the Creator is revealed, and he saves you.
Does a person bring this state upon himself, or does it come to him from the Creator, this darkness?
No, of course it comes from above, deliberately, so that the person will see. I mean, we need to get to know who we are. Of course, that this is how it is. But...
Thank you.
In order for you to truly have faith in the Creator, that even from the worst states, He can save you. But what does it mean to save you? In order for you to carry out the corrections. This is what you ask of Him. Even in the worst state, I'm not asking for myself. I'm asking only that I will have the possibility to assist the correction of the world, to pass something on to others.
Turkey 2. Merhaba arkadaşlar, merhaba Rav. Sorum, kişi kendisini ihsan etme amacıyla çalışmaya nasıl alıştırabilir? Teşekkürler.
Hi Rav, hi friends. Abdullah is asking, How can a person accustom himself in work of in bestowal? Thank
you.
Only through the group. The 10 is the minimum that one needs to have next to him that supports him, helps him, obligates him. Then it is possible. If one doesn't have a 10, the Creator also will not take care of him. The Creator, first of all, brings him to what we call the good faith, the 10, a group. Then when a person connects to the group, then accordingly he can advance. And here there is a problem. If
a
person has a high special soul, it is very difficult for him to connect with the 10. Very difficult. He gets rejection from them and they from him, etc. Because a great soul can't get along. It is very difficult, very heavy, sorry. But do not despair of mercy.
Moscow 2.
Рав, доброе утро. Вы говорили о том, что...
Рав, good morning.
...продвижение, включая в себя состояние противоположности и подобие Творцу.
You said that any advancement starts from a state of contradiction, of being opposite to the Creator.
Говори так, чтобы было только в микрофон слышно. Или я не понял, что он сказал. Говори, как, говори так, чтобы было нам понятно. Выключи динамик.
В том, что продвижение включает в себя состояние противоположности.
Ты все равно не выключил его. У тебя там слышно еще громкоговоритель какой-то. Ну?
Well.
Оставили его. Не умеете делать, не надо. Не положено, значит, вам спрашивать.
Sorry, friends, waiting for Rav to switch to Hebrew.
It's written that sometimes the reward and punishment are they manifest in a person as reward and punishment in the next world, as heaven or hell. So the question is, why do I need that, the next world or...
No, you think there's a difference between this world and the next world? This world means that you're under the control of your ego, and the next world means that you're under the control of the will to bestow. You think that there is a difference between you living inside of your beast? No, there's no difference. This world and the next world, it's only a difference of degrees. He explains this to us, Rabash. The next world means the world that is coming, the degree that we need to reach, that you need to discover. This is called the next world. There are no such states as we depict to ourselves that now I'm living in a beastly body, later on I pass on, I die, and I move on to the next world. Only religious people of all kinds think that there is no such thing. Whatever you've attained, you shall see your world in your life. This is how it is. Okay.
Petach Tikva 17.
Petach Tikva 17.
Rav, is the descent always a disconnection from the 10, or are there different kinds?
I didn't understand that. I didn't understand it, so go ahead and...
A descent, is that always the feeling of disconnect with the 10, being disconnected from the ten, or are there different kinds of it, different states?
You said half a sentence. This feeling of disconnection from the ten or different states?
I'll repeat Moshe's question. He's asking, is a descent always a feeling of disconnection to with the ten, or are there different states to it?
It depends on the person. How does the person interpret it? As a descent or not? Some people think it's an ascent, some think it's a descent, some ascribe it to states of spiritual work, and there are those who relate it to coincidence. It depends on the person who is observing it. Oh, and do you understand what he's asking? He's not asking, he's saying half a sentence.
Moshe, please repeat. We heard only the first half. I'm asking if there are states of descent which occur within the ten.
Of course there are.
So together with the ten.
Together with the ten, that's also possible, yes. When you turn on your microphone, turn it on, then start speaking.
Ashkelon VG.
Ashkelon VG.
Yashal? No.
This is a question from a friend. What's between the recognition that one cannot do anything and confusion?
Again? Repeat your question, please.
Again. What's between the request for help, because one cannot do anything, and knowing him by his actions?
I don't understand the question. He should ask in a simpler manner, on the spot, so it would be clear. Italy number four.
La domanda è la disconnessione con il creatore, questa sensazione di inferno. È anche possibile definirla tra
the feeling of hell. Can it be defined as an ascent and a descent? Bernardo, please repeat the translation. The disconnection from the creator, is that defined as hell or as ascent and descent?
This depends on the person. How does the person measure this descent? Either it's just a descent for the sake of ascent, or rejection from the Creator, or maybe even hell. It depends on the person. It doesn't depend on the degree itself, but rather how does the person interpret it, accept it? Okay, so, and let's continue.
We'll be reading Baal Sulam's letter number 13. Baal Sulam's letter 13.
So reading letter 13 by Baal HaSulam. So Baal HaSulam says, I received your words with a heart full of longing, for you hide yourself from me. Still, you could speak to me in writing. What you wrote, letting me know the exile in Egypt, I wonder. It is common knowledge. They cried, and their cry went up to God from the work. Then, and God knew. If there is no knowledge of the Creator in the exile, redemption is impossible. And knowing the exile is, in itself, the reason for redemption. So, how do you intend to let me know at the time of redemption? Truth will show its way, that one who regrets makes his regret known. He cannot withhold himself or hide Indeed, I feel all of you together that today has been replaced for you with tomorrow. And instead of now, you say later. There is no cure for this, but to exert to understand that mistake and distortion, that one who is saved by the Creator is saved only if he needs salvation today. One who can wait for tomorrow will obtain his salvation after his years, God forbid. This happened to you due to negligence in my request to exert in love of friends. As I have explained to you in every possible way that this cure is enough to recompense for all your faults. And if you cannot rise to heaven, then I have given you moves on earth. So, why have you not added anything in that work? Besides the great remedy that lies within it, which I cannot interpret, you should know that there are many sparks of holiness in each one in the group. When you assemble all the sparks of holiness to one place, as brothers, with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high degree of holiness for a while from the light of life. And I have already elaborated on that in all my letters to the friends. I also ask that each one will show his letter to his friend, and so should you. Test me from this day forth to understand and to hear me, at least with what you can do. For then the Lord will open to you his good treasure. Tell so-and-so that he should think for himself. What would he lose by corresponding with me? Why is he hiding himself from me? I do ask of him to make an effort to see the merits of the friends and not their faults at all, and connect in true love together until love will cover all crimes. Have him look in all the letters I sent to the friends, as to learn and let him eat no more the bread of idleness. Where are so-and-so and so-and-so? I have not heard a word from them so far. Do tell them to nevertheless hold on to their friends' gowns and read their letters as much as they need, and not to forget that the first question is, did you expect salvation? If they expect salvation, can it be that they will say, is this the work that the Creator wants from them? And if I had to save the lives of one of them, of the friends, I would certainly toil and labor more than you, much less the life of the king, so to speak. Therefore, give much dowry and gifts to the king of the world, and you will be rewarded with the king's daughter, and the salvation of the Lord is as the blink of an eye.
This is a very powerful letter, very special, comprising many different states. All right. First, a person has to be, as we see here, devoted to the group, devoted to the ten. He must make sure that all of the friends are literally in his heart. He must make sure not to disconnect from the feeling of the friends. He needs to be with them and they with him. Otherwise, he will not be together with the part of his soul. He needs to feel that the Creator is together with the friends in the center, in the connection between them, and that they are all together, and it's only him, so to speak, who is not yet there enough, so to speak. He's not trying enough to be there amongst them. And this examination needs to be ongoing, constant, because with every single moment, he needs to test again, test himself to see the extent to which he adheres to them all. And so this work will be like a habit for him, like a habit. And to try, through all these states, to see what he can raise up to the Creator, so as to constantly benefit and improve the state of the group. And if today he does not feel that he is in love of friends more than the previous day, then it's a sign that he doesn't have it today, that he's dead. He must always examine himself to see how much he is adding in the love of friends. What else? This letter evokes many, many emotions. Well, let's see what you all want to ask, and we'll follow. Rehovot, virtual group, Rehovot. You have a question mark there, Rehovot. Who wanted to ask?
Shuki Weiss.
Our dear Rav, can you hear me?
We hear, ask already.
It says, so we lost him.
And Eshar?
Yes, can I?
Shuki, ask, please, ask.
It says the redemption in itself is the reason for redemption.
Yes.
What should we know in order to get to know the exile, that we are in exile now?
It's according to the extent to which I yearn for connection with the friends and the Creator, where this connection, being together, Israel is me, Oraita, the Torah, is the group, and Kutche Brichu, the Creator, within the group. If I see those three as being together, well, that's my target, that's my goal, and that's the state to which I constantly aspire. Israel, the Torah, and the Creator are one. Me, I am Israel, and the group is the Torah, and the Creator is there, uniting everything together. The Creator is like the sum total, it's called, or the inclusive, right? You have 10 there, but if they're connected to a state where they're indistinguishable from one another, then that is the sum total, you could call it. That's the Creator. So I want to be there, inside of a group that's mixed together to such an extent that there's no difference between the friends. There are no friends there. It's just one mass, a mix. And then I am also swallowed up there completely, and then it means that I've achieved adhesion. That's what we need to attain. Zichron.
Bogerov. Good morning, Rav. I wanted to ask, there is a sentence there which says, and if you cannot rise to the heaven, I've given you moves on the earth. What does it mean to rise to the heaven?
It's the difference between Malchut and Bina. Between them, we need to always be between them, right? Malchut and then Bina, and then Malchut and then Bina. We constantly raise Rishimot, from Malchut to Bina.
So it means if you cannot rise to Bina?
Yeah, there are all kinds of states. You have these, you have those. Yes, Petach Tikva 6.
Rav, on one hand, the feeling that we depend on the friends is very clear. On the other hand, there are still doubts all the time. So what should we do in order to overcome it?
What doubts? Yeah.
All the time there are questions about what should I do? Should I do this, not do this, or...
That's very nice. These doubts, of course, come from the Creator. So that you will scrutinize more deeply all sorts of incidents in the work. And then with each of your efforts, you make a correction in the general soul.
These doubts, isn't it something that we should get rid of during the path?
No, you need to gather them together and answer them in the correct way. And to have all the doubts remain along with all of the answers, to keep them like in a box. Now Petach Tikva 7.
What is it, the meaning of no more eat the bread of idleness?
It means that a person doesn't want to receive help from above without raising a request from below. There are such people who are like, God bless, the Creator, He saved me, He changed my mood, He gave me a new state where I see more, I feel more. But why should I have that? For what? I didn't demand, I didn't ask, why did it come without my effort to achieve it? Yes? If a person wants to have a change of state without effort, the prerequisite effort, it's not good. It's called the bread of idleness. Moscow 8.
Москва 8. Тов, вычеркиваем их. Френч.
Шалом, Рав.
Hello, Rav. In the text, he writes, he says, then you will have no more place for idleness, laziness. What is that laziness or idleness he's talking about?
Where is it written? What you're asking about. Please, show. What's written exactly in the text?
It says, and then you will have no more room for idleness, laziness.
I don't know, according to that fragment of a sentence, what you're talking about. You need to give me like a verse, maybe 2-3 sentences, so I know what it's about.
I don't have the text before me.
So I can't answer. That's no way to ask. You ask with a piece of text, part of the text, which makes your question understandable, clear. This way I can't. Almata Viji.
Hello, Rav. Thank you for allowing me to ask. We say that we don't wait in the spiritual work, rather we constantly accelerate the pace. That's our work, not to wait. Here it says that the first question is, did you expect salvation? So please, how should we understand it?
Very nice, very good question. You asked very nicely. So did you expect salvation? That depends on what salvation you expect. See, it's different for every person. For one person, salvation means to earn $1 million. For another, it means to be healthy. For a third person, it's, I don't know, to get married. etc. What is salvation? True salvation is what I receive from the Creator, and I'm certain that it can come only from Him, because no one can help me, no one. And that is the only thing I need, and nothing else besides. And then, when through my spiritual work, I reach such states, I see that true salvation can only be one thing: to receive the power of bestowal, the intention in order to bestow, to be similar to the Creator. Because by that I begin to feel Him. We begin to be as two who feel each other, two friends. Let God not be a stranger to you, it's written. That is salvation. And I wish that upon you, for you to discover this very quickly. Mak Viji.
Good morning, Rav. The question is, what does it mean to be rewarded with the king's daughter, to be worthy of the king's daughter?
The king's daughter, well, the king is the Keter. His quality is that of bestowal. The daughter is Malchut, which is our corrupted will to receive. Our corrupted will to receive wants to attain the quality of bestowal. That is the meaning of us wanting to attain the king's daughter, Malchut, when it connects with Bina, comes like the Keter, receives the quality of bestowal. That means that you receive the king's daughter. A person marrying the king's daughter means that he received a correction of in order to bestow upon his will to receive. It's not worthwhile for us to try and interpret all these things in all these. It's all about one thing: will to receive, restriction, masach, reflected light, and the extent to which one can resemble the upper light, the quality of bestowal. That's what it's all about.
Petach Tikva 2.
Petach Tikva 2.
If possible, in the third paragraph, paragraph where he says, and today has been replaced for you with tomorrow, maybe you can read this paragraph and explain it.
Where does the paragraph begin?
Truth will show its way.
Truth will show its way, that one who is sorrowful shows his sorrow, and it's impossible to hide or withhold himself. And I feel all of you together. Today has passed on to tomorrow. Instead of now, you say later, and there's no cure for this, but to make an effort to see this mistake, this error, because one who is saved by the Creator is not saved unless he needs salvation today, and one who can wait for tomorrow will gain his knowledge after his years, God forbid. So what are you asking?
It seems that there is greater depth here than simply not to wait for tomorrow. There are a few things there that maybe we can open up.
I don't know what else to explain to you. A person receives it all within himself. It all depends on the depth of his feelings, you know, sensitivity. You need to make sure that what you feel at every moment will take on the form of a prayer, of a plea, through the group to the Creator. So it's sort of screwed in that way, from your heart through the group to the Creator. Then every day, every single day, from moment to moment, you will see that you're more and more in this. It's called those who knock on repentance. And you look for a cure, meaning the right response, which will help you be more and more in that demand. Now, with respect to the demand, the Creator enjoys us turning to Him. He enjoys it when we feel Him so. That He is above us and we can turn to Him and ask, and He has what to give. He has infinity to give. But the problem is with our lack. He can give only according to our lack. So we need to enjoy the fact that we turn to the Creator. When we turn to the Creator, I have to feel that I'm already enjoying that. I'm already receiving. I don't need to receive anything more than that. If beyond the request I have this expectation of, well, give it to me, then it's in order to receive. But if I ask something of Him and I feel that by that very action I'm bestowing contentment upon Him because He yearns for our prayer, then there is nothing greater than that. So it follows that I am above time because I'm not demanding any response from Him, any answer. I don't demand any answer from Him. Why do I need these answers? The main thing for me is simply to raise a lack to Him. That's the form of my connection with Him, the form of my plea. And therefore, it's written, I wish he prayed all day long.
Can we say that this prayer without a need for reward is...
That's the reward. That's the reward itself. I feel a lack and I can stabilize that lack correctly and direct it to the Creator, present it to the Creator. This whole action is the reward. I need no more. I have a connection with Him. I turn to Him. If I ask for something of Him, that's not right already. Because what for? I have a connection to Him. I don't want anything but that. To be able to have some communication with the Creator, even if He doesn't open anything up to me, I have no revelation, nothing. Tzimtzum, restriction. Masach, reflected light. Everything is for you. That's the correct plea.
This is that state of today rather than tomorrow?
Well, let's say there are greater depths here. For the time being, this suffices for us. Moscow 7.
There are many questions that come up on this topic. One of them, continuing what Shai asked now. It says the Creator saves only one who has a need to be saved. But then he writes that we have to wait for correction, expect salvation. So, how can we do this work in parallel to wait, but also to be needy of salvation?
So, this again depends only on the purity of our request to the Creator. If I want to bestow contentment upon Him, then I do only what He wants. And I don't want anything in return. It means that I make a restriction, a tzimtzum, over myself. I request something only in order to bring Him contentment. I request something not because I need it, but because by this I evoke a feeling of pleasure in Him. This is the way I examine myself. I check myself. You know that your mother enjoys giving you some porridge, but you would prefer ice cream. Yes? This is called make His will your own. You change your will, your desire, you really change it. You actually change it. It's not that you're lying. You change your desire from the desire for ice cream to the desire for porridge in order to give contentment to your mother, give her pleasure. And you gain pleasure not from receiving the porridge and not from the desire for ice cream you had, but your own pleasure, your contentment is from fulfilling the mother. In order to do that, you need to make a restriction, a masach, reflected light, to clothe these things, the direct light in the ochozel, the reflected light, and so on. So your reception is not in your real vessels, but in your intentions.
Yesh lanu od mak vigi 2.
We have mak vigi 2.
Mak vigi 2. Моё желание получать согласно работать на великого царя.
My will to receive the grace to work for a great king. But this work, is it truly bestowed if I see the greatness of the Creator in faith above reason? This is how it is.
If you see the greatness of the Creator, that won't be real work. Also, how will you see the greatness of the Creator? In order to receive, which will be the condition for you to act? No, there's an issue here where we need to bestow with our eyes shut. Right, so how can I do that? You need to ask for the power to do it. I want to bestow to the Creator without seeing His greatness. Because a great king standing before me, of course, if there's one like that, of course I'll bestow upon him, because my ego, my will to receive, will push me to do some kindness to him, to do something good. No problem there. But how can I do that truly in order to bestow to the king and not in order to bestow upon my ego? For that, I need to receive a special correction. This correction comes against my ego. It's the opposite of my ego. That's the meaning of making a tzimtzum restriction, masach, screen, ochozer, reflected light, and bestowing to the king because he is a king. Not with any connection to my ego, but because I respect his quality of bestowal, which is why I see him as great. We need to rise through these actions, through these things, from the degrees of man to the degrees of the Creator, from the actions of man to the actions of the Creator. That's not simple. For that, we need the reforming light to correct us. BBUK.
Доброе утро, дорогой учитель. Простите, что так спрашиваю. Непонятно.
Good morning, dear teacher. Forgive me for asking in this way.
Ленности своей. Что это значит, хлеб ленности своей?
But
я ощущаю это относительно Творца или относительно группы, относительно товарищей в группе.
I wasn't able to understand. He's asking what he said about the bread. Do I feel it towards the Creator or towards the group? What does it mean you won't eat the bread of shame?
Yes, but what exactly is he asking? Again, please.
No.
That you should not eat the bread of idleness.
Well.
So. Like a baby who is suckling the milk from the mother.
A baby can receive his mother's milk because he was given the mother to use because he still belongs to the mother. But when he detaches from the parents, disconnects, this is bar mitzvah, it's called in Jewish tradition. Then he can make use of his parents' strength. This is, of course, a process. It stems from the spiritual process. This is how it is in spirituality, and of course, this is how we behave accordingly in this world. But he can do that because he belongs to the mother. And the same thing with the Creator. To the extent that one is adhered to the Creator, he can make use of all of the Creator's power. Kiev Virtual Group.
Hello, dear Rav. When we connect all of us together in our common kli, and in this kli want to give to the Creator without any conditions, we fix our intention on Him. What does it mean that inside of this we have to scrutinize to discover what He wants to give us and then adapt our desire towards Him? How can we distinguish between these two forms?
You must understand that if you discover what the Creator wants to give you, by that you discover your own true desire, and not some desire that you received from the world, all sorts of shells, klipot, all sorts of things, but to identify what the Creator truly wants to give, well, then it's, if you do that, then it's certain that this is the right thing for you. So what does He want to give? You need to develop a question, this question, from you to Him. It's called, what does the Lord your God demand of you? And then, in that way, you will find. You go through all sorts of states, gradually, this congeals, you'll feel it. New York 4. New York 4.
Hello, Rav. I have the following question. I didn't understand.
Again.
Можно ли заработать милость свыше?
Is it possible to gain chasadim from above, to be rewarded with chasadim from above?
Of course, we are rewarded with all of the corrections from above, including, of course, the light of chasadim. It all comes from above. From us comes only the will to receive in order to receive. Everything else comes from above.
Tveria. Lo shomim.
Can't hear you.
Hello.
Why am I hearing myself? Why am I hearing myself and not him?
Hello. Focus group, Vakasha.
Focus group, please.
Hello, Rav. We have a question from France. He's asking, from where do you take a deficiency in order to raise it to the Creator when a person is all shut and he doesn't feel any deficiency?
From the group? Of course. Where else? We have no other sources for our advancements. It's either what the Creator awakens in the person or what the person receives from the group. And usually also when he receives it from the group, from the Creator, he should be receiving it through the group. So it follows that other than the group, this is, as we say, the Creator brings him to the good fate and tells him, take this for yourself. Outside of that, there's no possibility of doing anything. Baltia 3.
Baltia 3.
Это леность от того, что у меня нет.
This idleness, laziness. Is it because I don't feel the Creator that I need to ask of Him as a result?
That was half a sentence.
It's asking if laziness is the result of me not feeling the Creator from whom I need to ask.
Yes, the laziness you also get from the Creator in order to turn to Him and to receive some cure for that laziness. Look, I think we should continue, Owen.
So maybe before we move on to the next part, we'll sing together?
But before the song, I want to remind you again. Fix the connection, our connections here. It needs to be clear what each person is asking. He needs to turn off his speakers so it doesn't ruin the sound. He needs to have the question clear to him. He needs to write it down when he goes to ask, and not if 5 minutes later I let him ask, he doesn't know where he is anymore. Do you want to ask? You turned on the question mark. Before that, your question should be written down in front of you. This way we can learn in a clear way, and it should be clear to every person that he does that in order to help the others as well, and not to interrupt the flow of the lesson. It needs to be like one group where each one helps his friend, where we all act as one, but not that each one comes with his ego, I want to ask, I want to know. No, do this in such a way where you help everyone, where you participate with everyone, where you have an exact question which gets an exact answer. All right? We just talked about how we're going to sing. Why is Petah Tikva 13 with a question mark on? Petah Tikva 19, New York 4. Why the question mark? Turn it all off.
New York 4.
New York 4. Turn off the question mark. Look, I'll wait until they do it. If we don't do this together, we will never be a group. Do you understand that you're losing spirituality, missing out on spirituality by this? Or don't you? New York 4. Turn off the question mark. I want to make a group of you so you will gain from being one group, and you don't want to. You think that asking some silly question and getting an answer from me, that's everything. It's not everything. It's nothing. It's only a mark, a reason, an excuse to be connected. And you're doing everything possible in order to avoid being connected. Yes, so let's sing.
So before we move on to the next part of the lesson, let's sing a song together.
בואו נגלה את הקשר שבין כל האנשים בואו ונראה מעבר לכל ההבדלים בואו ונגיד ביחד שאנחנו מוכנים להתחשב בכל הפאזל בו כולנו חלקים בקרוב הקץ למלחמות את הכל עוד אפשר כאן לשנות הקשר שקושר את הלבבות נתחבר כולם ביחד ונתחיל סוף סוף לחיות Come on everybody it's this connection we reveal Come on everybody let's discover what's concealed Come on everybody let's unite and seal the deal Let's join our hearts together so we can finally feel so close. This love will end our wars. Pretty soon we will live with open what a message we will send. Ekol, hakets lamilchamot, et hakol, od efshar kan leshanot. Bo'u negale et hakesher shekosher et halevavot. Nitchaber kulam beyachad, ve'nachil sof sof lichyot.